Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris will be back on Monday. Joining us right now from the School of Rock on Massivesports.com. Courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, Rock Abaco. And by the way, Rock, Joe told us over the intercom, Rock Abaco is good to go. I said, Rock may be ready, but he's never good to go.
That's fair.
Hey, Rock, I guess we got to start this off talking about the new player that the Orioles acquired. And I don't even know if you know who it is. It's Tito Ward. And I'm sure you didn't hear this, but Rob had a hell of a time between Tyler O'Neill and Taylor Ward. He became Tyler Ward. And then he said Tito Gaston instead of Cito. And he meant Tito Francona. Like, and then he became Tito Ward somehow. So all jokes aside, though, what do you think of the move?
Rob doing too many shots at Tito's. So it was a stunning trade. I was just relieved that I was awake for it, because usually once in off season I get totally surprised where I actually fall asleep early, wake up, and
that happened to JCM, didn't it? Calvin Meyer said he had the flu or something.
He chucked some NyQuil and was asleep at 8:30. I missed the can a couple of years ago. I woke up to the news, but. I mean, so it was a stunner just because, you know, we were just assumed that they were hoping at least to get something out of Grayson Rodriguez this year, and they weren't going to do a one-for-one trade. But you get back a guy, a rental conceivably, but a 36-home-run guy who's been very durable the last 2 years. So it's almost like a Tyler O'Neill 2.0, where you're trying to get that corner outfielder who hits a lot of home runs. Except that O'Neill obviously had three different trips to the injured list. So, you know, it was a little bit surprising. I get it, and I think it really, even though the Orioles haven't, you know, explained the move yet, I think it just illustrates that they weren't convinced that they were going to be able to get out of Grayson Rodriguez what they want and need. He was going to have to be on an innings limit anyway, and they just couldn't trust that he would be healthy and get through a season. And an opportunity for a big upgrade in the outfield, they went for it. And of course, this could end up blowing up. He could end up being Jake Arrieta again with the, change of scenery type thing. But he's going to have to prove that he can stay healthy. If he ends up being this stud ace that they thought he was going to be, then you're going to look back and maybe cringe. But for now, it makes sense. And it's just kind of like you take that chance and you hope it doesn't come back and bite you later.
Rock Abaco, see, I've heard that word rental twice today from Cordell Woodland and now from you. And my pushback is this. A rental is a guy you get at the trade deadline and you know that's it for him. And, I mean, to me, everyone's looking at this as maybe they see Grayson Rodriguez, his health is a question, or maybe finally the Orioles are giving you what you want and not always worried about how many years you have left to hold a player, but whether you can win right now. To me, it shows that they're not going to use hope as a strategy with Tyler O'Neill and say, we hope he's healthy in 2026. They aggressively went out and they got that right-handed power-hitting outfielder that O'Neill was supposed to be. I don't see him as being a rental. He 1 year left on the contract, but to me, it's hard for me to say rental when a guy has a full year, not just a couple of months.
Right. I agree in that regard. But, I mean, looking at it, that it's a one-year, most likely one and done, I guess. But you're right. It's not the same as only getting for a couple months. Hopefully he's more – he had some injury problems in the past, so you hope that now he's going to be more durable. And you also hope that O'Neill, of course, is able to stay on the field and get back to being the guy that, you know, they thought he was going to be. And, you know, it's kind of similar to what they did with Corbin Burns, where you just like, look, this guy's got 1 year left on a contract, but we're all in right now.
Yes.
And it's the same with this guy. It's like, well, you know, we'll deal with later, you know, later. We're not going to worry about that now. It's all about 2026. You push the chips in, and they are a long way away from being done, obviously. Yep. They still are looking for a frontline starting pitcher, another starter that can be a depth guy. Now they really need it after trading Rodriguez, because you want to add to that pool of potential starters. They need a closer. They probably could use another setup guy or two. And, you know, there are executives, according to Ken Rosenthal's report today, that think they're still in on that phrase you always get in the offseason, Kyle Tucker, which I'll just say I'll believe it when I see it. What are they projecting, 11 years, $400 million? I mean, that would really tell us that times have changed around here. But they could still go out there and add another bat. You know, maybe they're still going to look for a utility guy because Jeremiah Jackson really isn't that profile. So, I mean, there's still a lot of business left, and that payroll is definitely going to be going up.
Hey, Rock, let me ask you about Adley, because is this more teams are calling to gauge if the Orioles are interested in trading him, or do you think this is actually a possibility?
No, I think it's just, and who knows how many have actually done it, but, you know, this goes on throughout baseball where they're like, all right, they have Bisaccia. Rutschman hasn't hit really since the All-Star break in 2024, so maybe it's an, you know, would cost you less to get him. And the Orioles, absolutely, as Michael Elias has said multiple times, they plan on him being their number one guy still, and they're going to keep working with him to get him back on track at the plate. And Bisaccia will be the backup and also play a lot of first base. They're probably going to carry three catchers. So there's no way the Orioles are shopping Adley Rutschman, but teams would be smart to check. If you were thinking of trading Adley Rutschman, why would you do it when his value is lower now?
Yeah.
Like you're selling low if you try to make a deal. So, you know, the play all along with Bisaccia has not been, hey, now he's going to go catch 120, 130 games. It's Rutschman's your guy. You got Bisaccia. You drafted a couple catchers in the first round of this last draft. So, you know, you kind of are planning ahead for if Rutschman does eventually leave. But I think absolutely he's still your primary catcher. And you just hope that things click for him. And whatever's the issue has been, they're going to have a new set of hitting coaches that maybe they can fix him.
Well, Ward came up as a catcher. Maybe we have a new Ryan Flaherty emergency catcher type situation, right? Didn't he come?
Well, you always need that guy.
Yeah.
You do always need that emergency guy.
Well, this is your assignment, Rock. Go ahead and bone up on the information for Framber Valdez, because at some point this offseason we'll be calling you to talk about the Orioles acquiring them. Just go ahead and get all the information now. You know, do your preemptive strike and be ready for that.
I will research the top five Frambers of all time on the Orioles roster.
Oh. How about the top five pitchers that threw a pitch right in the chest of their catcher for no reason?
It was a reason. I told you I didn't want to throw that. Daily Line, hey, thank you very much, Rock. Have a good one, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, we're going to take a deep dive into that 3-year deal to MLB signed television rights right here on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
the fan. This is Jeremy Kahn's theme song. You know what? Isn't this your theme song, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Smoke weed every day.
But that's why, like, so I saw on the YouTube channel, first off, the guy, Jeff, you're a douchebag. he sends me messages all the time. I blocked his ass on everything. He just, like, questions everything about my life. I'll give you a big kiss on the cheek or the lips if I see you.
Wow.
Jackass, man. But no, somebody wrote on there, and he wrote, why do you got to talk about weed all the time? Why do you got to talk about being high all the time? I talk about my life. Are you going to call in and ask the other shows why they talk about going out drinking? No? Why? Because that's perceived
differently? What other shows? Me and Ed talk about it.
Hell, like call it, send them a message.
Me and Ed talk about it.
I can't believe you guys are drinking. You should be ashamed of yourself. I'm a grown-ass man.
He had a bottle of rye that I gave him sitting on the desk.
Who's going to be safer than me taking my edibles and sitting at home watching the ceiling fan? It's exciting.
MLB cracked a new TV deal. Now, here's the breakdowns of it. NBC will have Sunday Night Baseball from 26 to 28. ESPN opted out of Sunday Night Baseball rights early this year. They were paying $550 million for the deal. MLB is receiving $250 now for the same games previously paid by ESPN, representing a haircut of about $300 million. However, ESPN has a new deal to sell and distribute MLB.TV as well as a new 30-game week midweek package. ESPN is paying $550 million in this new bundle of rights. So ESPN was paying $550 just for the rights of Sunday Night Baseball. Now they're paying $550 for MLB.TV distribution and a new package. So while it sounds like on surface, MLB lost $350, not really, because they get that $550 back in the new deal that they strike. Because I don't think they were making that kind of money with MLB.TV. TV. I thought they were distributing it themselves.
Now, which apps do you use when you're on the road? Do you use Masson app or
MLB.TV?
MLB.
Only because I'm a creature of habit. I've been using it.
Well, you got to explain years. It. Because, like, look, there are so many people that tell me there's an easier way to do something that I'm doing. And if I've done it for years, I'm probably not changing my way.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I get it. But, like, again, I watch
MLB.TV religiously, though, even at home.
See,
it's on my TV. It's on my television.
I think I should get one of those apps so I can watch it on the road and watch what you want. But, like, again, I have the baseball package at home.
Oh,
appreciate it. I have that baseball package at home. And, like, again, I don't leave my house. So right. I watch all the baseball games I want. I miss watching West Coast games. I got to be honest. But that's something that's not going to happen here.
So this is, I mean, first of all, football deals, TV deals are different than baseball deals because football games are exclusively owned by the networks. Baseball is not. So they're not going to get that $2 billion baseball deal because so many games, most of the games are broadcast by the team's regional cable network. So they're getting about, $750 million off of this deal, these two deals. Now, Joe, you think MLB.TV is about to be ruined?
Well, I mean, ESPN owns that now. What did ESPN do to Red Zone?
You don't like
You think it's ruined?
They said no ads.
Yeah, but it's
there's
like,
ads. No, but this is the kind of thing.
Okay.
You give them an inch, they're going to take a mile.
I got you.
So they're
you.
Going to do it. ESPN sucks at broadcasting baseball. They've actively said they don't care about it.
So let me ask you this. Do you think there's are we splitting hairs over distribution and ownership? Because they own NFL Network, Red Zone. They don't own MLB.TV. They're just distributing it.
There's no way that they would agree to do that if they didn't have some sort of hand in the way that it's operated, in the way that it is presented.
Okay. So you think it'll be any different than what they do with Sunday Night Baseball right now? Because I thought they didn't care about Sunday Night Baseball, not caring about baseball.
I just think that it's all one and the same. I don't think they really care at all. They care more about hockey right now than they do about baseball, which is fine. I like hockey. But,
that's a bold statement.
But considering how much money that they've put into hockey in the last 18 months.
But again, like I said to Jeremy, it would not be justified to put billions of dollars in baseball broadcasting rights because out of 162 games, how many games are you broadcasting? Football is completely owned by the networks. The broadcasting rights completely owned. So that's billions of dollars. Baseball, you can't justify that kind of money because you don't have enough percentages of the games. That's just my opinion on that. I mean, you know, how many Orioles games are going to be broadcast nationally?
But that's also just based on how good the team is.
I don't think this year it's going to be Manny, but I do think it changes.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. But you know, you don't Major League Baseball, ESPN has the midweek at MLB.TV. You're not getting $1 billion for that. Yeah. You're just not. It's not enough games. The Sunday Night Baseball, it's just not a hot product like it used to be.
It's weird. That used to be, I hate saying appointment setting, but like I watched the pregame show and into baseball on Sunday night going all the way back, and you're talking about nationally televised games, like the Orioles getting that opening night against the Red Sox and, what was it, Lopez hitting the walk-off home run?
Mm-hmm.
So you get Javi Lopez, Miguel Tejada, and Rafael Palmeiro in the offseason, and it's like, hey, we got to showcase them. You win week one, you win game one, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I don't think we have enough pitching this year.
That was the genesis of all the games being broadcasted. We're old enough now, Jeremy, to remember vividly when all games weren't broadcast on TV for baseball. So Sunday Night Baseball was a thing because it was another chance to see some baseball.
Yep.
Now with the ability to not only see our team, but any team we want, what's the hype of Sunday Night Baseball? I mean, what's interleague play to you now?
There's not.
It doesn't matter anymore.
It's interleague plays every day.
Exactly. It used to be a thing. This is interleague week. Remember? It was weeks. This week was interleague week. Now it's like, so what? See, when you... I think that's why Sunday Night Baseball is not a big deal anymore, because we can see any team anytime we want. So seeing those teams that, man, you never get a chance to see the Cubs. Yeah, you can. Anytime you want.
I think he nailed it 100%. Like you can now watch Cubs games at 2:20 in the afternoon because they play afternoon games so many times.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like now when they are on Sunday Night Baseball or you get another team on there that you'd like to watch, you have those opportunities. But literally, if you want to watch the Cubs play, you do not have to wait till Sunday night when they're on TV like we used to.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I got news for you young asses out there. I used to have to stare at the guide and wait for it to go all the way around to see what show was coming.
Oh, man, I hated that. And then you miss it, and you're like, oh!
Son of a...
Or you get the paper TV guide.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yo, shut up. I remember you had it. Channel 2.
I had that, too.
Channel 11. Channel 13, Channel 45, that's all you had.
I had dial-up internet at my dad's house till 2007.
Hold on, and then this new thing came called Channel 54. Oh, yeah. Channel 54. Well, it used to be Super TV. And when Super TV was a Super TV, we didn't have it.
It was a TBS Super
Station. I would turn it on. No, I would turn it on and watch the squiggly lines late at night and I catch one.
Yep,
hell no. I caught one nipple.
Yep.
Every Saturday and Sunday watching Black Belt Theater.
This time you're eating paper. Next time you're eating glass.
What?
Yeah, man.
I do like that you can do that now and you're on camera, so people can see that.
I was mouthing it without the
voiceovers. Yeah, I mean, so when things change, it's no longer special.
Rob, maybe you mentioned this. So when ESPN and the NFL came together, though, NFL got a piece of ESPN.
Yes. Like,
so did MLB get that deal?
It doesn't say that here. It doesn't say that in this.
Okay.
That's why we're gonna get Jim Duquette on. We're gonna get him on. We've got to get him on because you know Jim knows every I that was dotted and every T that was crossed in his deal. You know he does. Maybe we could try to get him. He said he was very busy today, couldn't do today. I guilted him really bad and he gave me I said, Never mind. We'll get you some other time. Rob, I said, we're good, Jim. Almost got him. Let's go. Let's get Mitch real quick. Mitch in New Jersey. What's up, Mitch?
What's up, Mitch?
Come on, guys. Good show. I mean, I hope the Baltimore. I hope there's no stripe. I hope Baltimore can keep Aiden and Gunner. But say they trade one of them, and I say to my Dodgers for Gunner, they probably get a boatload of stuff, boatload of players.
I don't want to trade him. I would rather watch him the next 3 years and see his ass walk than to trade him right now.
I'm with you.
Now,
I hated losing Manny, but I love seeing Manny till it was all over.
Yeah, somebody was saying, make that reunion happen, bring him back. I mean, you got Westberg playing third right now, but like, you know, I loved watching Manny Machado play baseball. And there is something to be said about looking at, you know, in the grand scheme of things, watching a team and having him be successful and get to that pinnacle and going through it. But with these guys, like, I've literally watched most of these guys grow up, man, in baseball.
Look. If the Padres are not contending by midseason, I can see a deal for Manny somewhere. Not just with us, but somewhere.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I'd love to see him here again. And rest in peace, Jordan Ventura. But I celebrated the hell out of when he ragdolled your ass. You know, it's just a sad story. But yeah, he deserved what he got on the mound.
It didn't happen that night.
Yeah.
Joe LaCroix's Encore 9:45. But on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, so last night I went 2-3 in my top plays, and I went 3-0 in the other plays. Looks like I picked the wrong top plays. I'll tell you what went right, what went wrong last night, what we hit on, and I've got a bunch of plays. I got a college football and NFL play that I love, some prop plays to go along with it. College basketball. Guess who plays tonight?
Who?
Cornell. Guess what we're taking? The over. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Loves to turn the corner and go.
Bradley. Stalking Demery, hip to hip with him. Five to shoot. Bradley turns, scoops, and scores.
That went just at the expiration of the shot clock.
Scoop and score. I got confused.
That's courtesy of FS1. And again, last night, those two big games weren't kind to me. UConn. So there were two games last night. Let me start with this. UConn and the Cavaliers, right?
Mm-hmm.
They started off down, just... I mean, I guess UConn was kind of back and forth for a little bit, and then they dug a hole, like a, what was it, a 15 or 17 point hole, and then all of a sudden went on this epic run. But you know what it's like. It takes a lot out of you to get back into that game, and you need everything to go right. Coach calls timeout, and then all of a sudden, you know, you try to right the ship there and get everything going. I just think it's a little bit difficult here when you dig such a hole to expect to come out of it against a good team.
Yeah.
And the Cavs did it against the Rockets, a good team. They did battle all the way back, made it a two-point game, but again, they ran out of gas. They had to play so much harder than them to try to get back in the game, and I lost both of those games, and I lost the other big game last night. I liked the over in the Bama game. It was at 182, and I think they finished at 180 or 179, so another high-scoring game that just finishes under the total. I did hit my other two plays, one in the NHL again. Surprise, guess who keeps winning in the NHL? I don't even know.
How do you do that, Jeremy? You're not an NHL guy, but you keep winning there. Why is that?
I mean, I'm on these leaderboards. You know what I think? I do the same thing with every sport where I'm following the money, you know, line movements and things. In the NHL, the only thing I do is I play totals and small favorites and underdogs. If you see me play a big favorite, then bet that game because I've found something and a reason why to do it. And usually, ironically, the big favorites I bet are usually on the road.
Okay.
You know, and that's not a normal thing for a contrarian to say. Like, you know, you're looking for the reason to take the underdog all the time. So in hockey, I think I don't have any biases. I don't think I have biases in the other sports, but I must. So, you know what I mean? Like again.
Well, you do. Everybody does. When you pick an NCAA tournament, for instance, you've got Kansas versus some upstart team that's really hot and tearing it up right now, you know damn well Kansas is not going to beat them. But because it's Kansas, you lean to that. That's a bias.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
You go history over what's happening now.
In the NHL, I have zero biases because I...
You don't know history.
Yeah. I can tell you the players' names. I can tell you how the game works. But again, I've had a really good grip on totals in the NHL, and I hit another one yesterday as that game went over the total between with Calgary, so it shot out. And I'm going to give you another one tonight that I think shoots out and another under that I like. But just going back to yesterday, some of the other games that we hit, it was a nice night overall, but when you go 3-0 in your leans and then you go 2-3 in the top plays, that's not a good night for me, at least. I hit Central Michigan under, the Hornets Pacers over. Remember I talked about Oklahoma State and South Florida? I said every time they play, somebody scores 100. Guess what happened last night? Somebody scored 100. As that game shot out, they scored, 200 points in it? And I hit Calgary, Buffalo over, and then the Miami of Ohio was -1.5 was my favorite college football game. Now, with tonight, where to start? All right, let's do this. Let's go to the NHL first. I like three games. I like the Caps and the Canadiens to go over 6.5. I think we get a shootout in this game. There are a couple of sixes out there if you want to go try to grab them. I like the Utah Mammoths at home, and I like New Jersey and Florida under 5.5. There are a few sixes out there, but ultimately I think the game lands on 5.5. Unless we start to see even more money coming in on the over, I like the under in the Panthers and Devils. College hoops, it's not a great night for ranked teams. I mean, there's a couple ranked games, and some of them are just okay, but you're seeing some 30-point favorites. Like Houston plays tonight, and they're favored by a ton. It's just, I'm not touching those games. With tonight, what I'm seeing is there's two totals and one side that I like. I like Northeastern. I think they knock off Princeton. Not only go in and cover the spread, they're getting 3 points. I think they beat Princeton outright. I like Colgate and my team, Cornell, to go over their total, 162.5. Cornell has played four games. I've bet three overs. I'm 2-1 in those. I think we go 3-1 after tonight. I think we see a very fast-paced game between these teams. Again, 162.5 the total there. And then the other game that I think we see a ton of points is South Dakota and Missouri. 173.5. God, does anybody play defense anymore? These two teams aren't, so I'm going to take the over there. In the NBA, one play, I like Memphis and Sacramento over the total. And let's get to the NFL. Who do you like tonight, by the way? Buffalo, Houston?
Buffalo.
Joe, I'm taking Houston. All right, I'm taking Houston. They're plus six. I like them plus the points way more than the money line.
Do you like the money line, too?
I'm going to take the money line. If you go look at it, D'Amico Ryans, go look at how Josh Allen performed against D'Amico Ryans' defense last year. And I know it's different, but that defense is still good. They frustrate the hell out of him. He had arguably his worst game as a pro against the Texans. And then now you give me a short week and they have to travel. I just think the Houston Texans plus 6 points, and I know it's an ugly button to click. I think it's the right side. So I'm on Houston plus six. Here's what I love as far as props go. I like James Cook over 93.5 rushing and receiving. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm taking rushing and receiving is my algorithm, go ahead and drink, likes him to rush for almost 93 yards. So why wouldn't I take the receiving to go along with it if they haven't met that prop and get a few extra outs, you know, a couple of dump offs, maybe he takes a long one. Who knows? So I'll take him over 93.5 rushing and receiving. I like Woody Marks under his rushing prop at 63.5. I like Dawson Knox under his 27.5 receiving yards. And here's the one that jumped out at me right away. I like Dalton Schultz under 4.5 receptions. I went back, and as I was doing some research, I looked up the Bills and how they perform against tight ends. The most receptions any tight end has against the Bills this year is 4. Remember, I talked about this with the Chargers. Chargers do not give up yardage to tight ends. It's 4.5 is the total. If you're looking at it, Schultz caught 5 last week, 6 the other week, and you're going, oh, this has got to be. I think the under is the absolute right play with the game. Looking at game theory and thinking this is a lower scoring game. Both teams want to get the running game going, whether that's Josh Allen and James Cook, or if we're looking at Woody Marks and adding in Nick Chubb. They're going to try to keep the other offense off the field as best they can. It's more important for Houston than it is for Buffalo. I don't think they're worried about it, but you need to pick up first downs so you don't get your defense out there. Because I'm not scared of Buffalo's defense at all. I don't think they're terrible. I think they're better against the run than most people think. I still question them against the pass.
Jeremy, just to cut you off real quick, you're still going to take under for Dawson Knox with Dalton Kincaid out?
Yes. Yes. I don't. Okay. It does not bother me one bit. I'm taking him under 27.5 receiving yards. I mean, even if you look back at, I know people are going to think that he's going to become a big target in this offense. I don't think so. So, again, against the Bills, they've only given up 3 times this year, 4 receptions, and most of the times it's 3, 2, or 1. You know, they've shut down opposing tight ends. So I'm taking Dalton Schultz under 4.5 receptions. Again, my favorite plays tonight, Houston plus the points. I do like that Dalton Schultz prop. Cornell over, South Dakota over. And then I like Washington, Montreal over 6.5 and the New Jersey, Florida under.
There you go. Thank you very much there, yes, Con, sir. Man. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Man.
these chips, the first time I tried them, we were in a place, this is going to sound so silly. We had a butter flight. You know how you can get like a flight of, let's say you wanted to try a bunch of different whiskeys. You get a flight of it or a flight of beers, whatever. You can get a flight of butter and you try all these different butters with fresh baked bread and they bring out wine and pair it with it and they bring out these chips. Man, you know me. I'm in my spaceship on the left coast. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you would have thought I was making love to these chips, man. And my wife looked at me and she goes, are you okay? I said, I'm in heaven right now. They're so good. And then when we got these bags, and I haven't had them in almost a year, and we opened it up, and I tried that first one, I made sure I had my edibles in me. Man, oh, man, those bags are gone already. So now I got to make another trip.
Was it 2 days ago?
Yes. My wife ate some of them, too.
I will not tell where I was because they seem like good people, and I don't want to ruin them. But I had some Mexican yesterday from up my way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you say you pee sitting down? Early this morning I did too, but it wasn't pee. It came out like it.
You had a run through?
Yeah, it was, oh my gosh, dude, it just ruined my stomach. Number one, it didn't taste good. It was bad. I know the owners from Taco Love.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted them while I was there. I said, I apologize. I cheated on you. I came to, I named the restaurant. I said, it may be the worst stuff I've ever had. It was horrible. It was absolutely the worst thing. I didn't come out right.
You said it came out liquid.
No, like what I said before.
You meant something else.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, it sounded like I was peeing. Sitting down.
By the way, I am going to give out the name of the potato chips. It's Sal, Salde, Ibiza. Ibiza. Saldeibiza, the white truffle potato chips. I told the girl at DePasquale's that I said, I'm buying all of your chips. And when you guys get more in, please let me know. Because like these are just, they're the best potato chips, man.
I'm going to try to get it right today. My pastor wants to have lunch.
Why does he want to have lunch with you? Because is that always a bad sign or a good sign? Do you know? Do you feel like he's...
That's a good question. It's never really a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Does he need something?
No, he never needs anything.
Okay.
Well, never needs anything.
Does he need to tell you something?
Most likely. Most likely. That's some things might have to be corrected, you know. I won't deny that. But it's good. It's all good, you know, that you can have, you know, that kind of relationship where
Rob,
we need to talk.
I know we're not at the joke point yet, but when I left to go use the bathroom real quick, you were doing this thing. We all do it. What the hell was I just doing? As soon as I start looking at the jokes, the older I get, the more I think about the hereafter. Like when I go to the basement and say to myself, what the hell am I here after? You looked at me earlier and said, are you okay? And I said, hey, you said, are you okay? And I said, I just was trying to think about what I was just thinking about.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I lost my train
of thought.
Sometimes
it be that way.
Yeah. You don't think it do.
But it does. Hey, 6 o'clock game, Purdue-Memphis. Purdue probably would destroy Memphis, maybe. But still, it's a 6 o'clock game, man.
I think I would take Memphis plus the points, but I stayed away from it.
16.5?
Yeah, it's a lot. But Purdue has one of my favorite players in the country, and Braden Smith. Mr. Arkansas.
I get to see my guy on the sidelines with the sharp soups at 7 o'clock.
Who's playing at 7?
St. John's. Bucknell.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's fine.
Rick Pitino.
You can like Rick Pitino.
This is the sharp suits, man. Custom-made Italian suits. Tennessee takes on Tennessee State, 7 o'clock, SEC Network. And at CBS Sports Network, Texas Tech, Wake Forest. Texas Tech, 9.5. I would take Wake in the points in that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I
would take Wake in the points in that.
I think the spread sounds just about right. Really? What about, you know, as we were looking at it, there's a college football game tonight. There's an NFL game. You got college basketball, NHL, and NBA. It's a light slate in the NBA, but it's a nice little, you know, I guess, potpourri of sports.
Is that what's
the potpourri?
What is the college football game tonight?
It is Arkansas State and Ooh La La.
Okay, yeah.
Ooh La La La.
Arkansas State favored in that one.
Yeah, 3.5. I like Ooh La La to win outright.
Did you watch the game Tuesday? Akron and...
Some of it, but it got ugly quick, didn't it? Is that the one? Is that the blowout?
Akron and Bowling Green was 1916.
Oh, yeah.
You're thinking about the Western Michigan, Northern Illinois game.
That's the game I'm thinking about.
You might be thinking about the Ohio-Massachusetts game, which was 42-14.
Yeah, and Massachusetts jumped out to a lead early.
7-0. That was it.
See ya.
That was it. After that, now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What did you learn, Joe LaCroix?
All right, two quick things about the Bay Bridge collapse. Baltimore Key Bridge collapse. So they found out that, A, it's going to cost a lot more than they thought it was. $4.3 to $5.2 billion. I think their initial guess was around between 1 and 2. So that's great. Finished around 2030. And the second thing is investigators said the initial low-voltage blackout that caused the ship to start on its journey towards the bridge happened because of a single loose wire? Signal wire.
Yeah. Mm.
And then now they're going to spend $5.2 billion and 7 people could
die.
Loose
wire. Mm-mm-mm. Today is National Child's Day. Means talk to your kid about their ambitions and the things that they want to do in life. And today is the Great American Smokeout Day, I should say, where they encourage smokers of tobacco to stop smoking for 24 hours. And they say anything about weed. So we think that's the same, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe? Is that another day? Birthdays in sports, Kennesaw Mountain Landis would have celebrated the birthday today. He was the first commissioner of baseball.
Racist ass.
Who names their kid Mountain? Yeah, he was.
Kennesaw.
He was. Absolutely. Today is Mark Gastineau's birthday. He turned 69. Today is former NBA player, New York Knicks, Chris Childs. He turns 58 today. And
was he wasn't the one that got in with Kobe, was he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. That's him. I knew you would know.
Carlos Boozer and rapper Future share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
It's a good one.
Ha-ha!
I'm going to go Future because I remember learning that he was a lot older than I thought he was.
Okay.
With Joe saying that, it makes me worried of how confident I am in Boozer.
Carlos Boozer has two kids in college right now.
Yeah,
so
I mean, he's old.
I know. He could be like 21, 22 when he had kids or 20.
I think Carlos Boozer's awful hairline is older than Future.
So you going to Boozer?
I'm going Boozer.
Carlos Boozer today turns 44. Future turns 42.
Ah.
Just barely. All right, what do you call a dog that digs up really old bones? A barkeologist. Ha-ha! I do like this one. I asked the librarian if the library had books on paranoia, and she whispered, they're right behind you. They're behind you. My boss said, dress for the job you want, not the job you have. I went in as Batman. How many dead bodies does it take to change a light bulb? Here's a clue. It's not 8 because my basement is still dark. That's a serial killer. Anyway. All right. My grandfather invented the cold air balloon. Unfortunately, it never got off the ground. Where do we want to go here? What do you give the cannibal who's late to dinner? The cold shoulder.
Wow. Okay.
I broke up with a girl once because she wouldn't stop counting. I wonder what she's up to now. Ricardo Montalban had trouble finding work after Star Trek. Ricardo Montalban. No one wants to hire an ex-con. Yeah. All right. Last one for you. I think you guys should actually try this out. I got a new pen. It can write underwater. It can write other words, too.
Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Thursday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.